Warren Dodges won't say if she will raise taxes on middle class for Medicare for All. By Hannah Blow on September 12, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, refused to say if she would raise taxes on the middle class in order to pay for Medicare for All during the third Democrat debate in Houston, Texas, on Thursday evening. Joe Biden, D, lauded his progressive challenger Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, for being forthcoming on how he would pay for his Medicare for All plan, admitting that middle-class taxes will go up. The issue was also presented to Warren, but she repeatedly dodged the question, refusing to say if she would raise taxes on middle-class families. Warren said, "We all owe a huge debt to former President Barack Obama, who fundamentally transformed healthcare in the country," and added that the U.S. needs to get everybody covered for the lowest possible cost. She said the richest individuals and biggest corporations will pay more in order to fund the expansive plan. "Middle-class families are going to pay less," she declared. The Massachusetts senator was asked to clarify if she would raise taxes on the middle class, but she dodged the question again. "What families have to deal with is cost. Total cost," Warren said, arguing that families are already paying more in citing specialists, copays, and prescriptions. "What we're talking about here is what's going to happen in families' pockets, what's going to happen in their budgets, and the answer is, on Medicare for All, costs are going to go up for wealthier individuals and costs are going to go up for giant corporations," she said. "But for hard-working families across this country, costs are going to go down, and that's how it should work under Medicare for All," she added.